Welcome back, everyone. My name is Kaz.
This is Medibot.
And this is episode 49 of the Skulls Cast, wherein Medibot and myself review the Return to Ravnica cards that are blue.
Blue.
And guildless.
Guildless. How sad for them.
How sad for this first guy.
How sad for this first unusual man. Jace, Architect of Thought. 2W for a planeswalker named Jace. Starts off with 4 loyalty. +1. Until your next turn, whenever a creature an opponent controls attacks, it gets -1/-0 until end of turn. -2. Reveal the top 3 cards of your library. An opponent separates those cards into 2 piles. Put 1 pile into your hand, and the other on the bottom of your library in any order. -8. For each player, search that player's library for a non-land card and exile it. Then that player shuffles his or her library. You may cast those cards without paying their mana costs.
I think I fell asleep somewhere in that. That's
yeah, Jace is a pretty boring dude.
On a card. He doesn't look like he's doing anything. He's sort of like...
You do not understand the nature of my powerful mental thought architecting magic.
Right. Thought architecture. So does he, like, make arches out of thought?
Out of ideas?
Like, idea arches that are structurally sound, whatever structure means in this metaphor?
No.
Or is it metaphor? Is real life the metaphor for thought? And so really, when I'm making a bridge... I'm like, oh, I'm already beyond. I can't keep that kind of shit up.
You sound like you'd fit in well with Jace.
Yeah, no kidding. That was a thought bridge I just made. The gap between me and him.
Definitely something that could collapse to harm people.
Okay, look, this guy has one ability, and you get to use it twice, and it's pretty good. So he's powerful.
Look at the top 3. You get the single best card out of them.
Yeah, the Fictor faction.
Yeah. The mini... the short fiction.
Fact or short fiction.
Yeah, I guess...
I mean, discounting his plus one, which is okay. I mean, the pros seem to be going on about this guy. Like, it's the second coming of Jace. But it ain't. Look, the last time I had to tangle with a 4-mana Jace, I was ready for him, and it was hard. But I did it.
You did it with 15 mana, like a pro.
I got that asshole to bounce Kozilek, and I'm like, okay.
Whatever you say, Jaces.
I beat every Jace that I fought that day, and that's wonderful. So I'm going to have to tangle with another 4-mana Jace, only this time I'm not going to care, because this one's crappy. I mean, you know, compared to the big one.
Compared to the one that got banned, yeah.
Yeah, make no mistake, this guy is good, and people will play
yeah,
him.
Yeah, he's probably still okay.
Yeah. Mm. 2 Fictor factions on one card, or 2 Fictor factions on one card is pretty good.
I never really liked Fictor, though.
Mm.
Next card. Search the City! 4 and a blue for an enchantment. When Search the City enters the battlefield, exile the top 5 cards of your library. Whenever you play a card with the same name as one of the exiled cards, you may put one of those cards with that name into its owner's hand. Then if there are no cards exiled with Search the City, sacrifice it. If you do, take an extra turn after this one. Whenever a spell counters a spell that comes into play with count... I'm sorry, this is a lot of words on a card.
It is a lot of words.
That's a card with a lot of words that I like.
Hold on. This might be the longest triggered ability in all of Magic. Let me look up Mael's Aria. That is the closest other thing.
That's like...
Okay.
Yeah, a bunch of them all chained together, though. Oh, this is a bunch of them all chained together.
Then... Okay. Mael's Aria is, I think, technically... a bigger trigger.
But it also makes a lot more sense intuitively.
Yes, and it scales directly, and you only have to worry about it once. Whereas Search the City might not even ever work. At all.
Yeah.
The search could go on forever.
It's like you do it, and then you have to play match game. with the cards you exiled. And if you win match game, then you get an extra turn. How much was Time Warp? 3 in double blue?
Yeah, 5.
5.
Straight up 5.
Interesting. Next!
That was a much easier quest to satisfy.
Also, if you're going to be a 5 mana blue enchantment with a ton of words, you need to make me smile at least as much as ambiguity does.
Mm-hmm.
I love that card. Sphinx of the Chimes. 4 in double blue for a 5/6 Sphinx with flying. Discard 2 non-land cards with the same name. Draw 4 cards.
Alright, so Mahamudi Jin. Not bad.
Yeah, if he's just Mahamudi Jin, I personally am fine with playing that card.
Hey, Mahamudi's alright. He has more than 4 toughness, so he's hard to kill. Same name. Yeah, I don't see that other thing ever coming up.
Definitely not in Limited. I know people have been making exquisite plots for him in Constructed formats.
So intentionally running a deck that has too many 4-ofs just so you'll occasionally activate your Sphinx of the Chimes? So that
you can occasionally just flip out with Sphinx of the Chimes, draw half your deck, and then something?
Man. You know what makes this guy look really freaking terrible?
What makes him look really terrible?
That, Sphinx that we had from...
Consecrated Sphinx?
Consecrated Sphinx.
The draw too fucking many cards.
Yeah.
Holy shit, you drew
that
a
was a
cards.
Powerhouse. This guy is a Mahamudi Jin. Which is still fine.
Still...
He blocks dragons, for God's sake.
Look, a 5/6 flyer... will win you games of Magic the Gathering.
And blue gets things at this size that are better than dragons because it's blue, and blue is a better color than red.
Oh, moving Jace's dick from my mouth. Next card! Conjured Currency. 5 and a blue for an enchantment. At the beginning of your upkeep, you may exchange control of Conjured Currency and target permanent you neither own nor control.
I like it.
I dig it. I'm basically fine.
Fake gold! Like, oh, we should put a big goals. Bitcoin on it.
Yeah. Bitcoin is conjured currency. How about that? Very astute. 5 points to House Wario.
Wah!
This is definitely a card that's probably worth more in terms of entertainment than in terms of winning the game.
Oh, definitely.
But it's worth quite a bit in terms of entertainment. Expect this to show up at EDH tables near you.
I mean, they never get their thing back.
Yeah, you can never get something back.
So you take their best creature and then they own it, so they can never target it with this ability. So... eventually it's going to devolve into, like, turns of I trade my conjured currency for your land or whatever, but... by then, it's already too late. You control their best creature.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next card, Psychic Spiral. 4 and a blue for an instant. Shuffle all cards from your graveyard into your library. Target player puts that many cards from the top of his or her library into his or her graveyard.
I heard an adage once about Magic design where how you decide if something should be an instant or a sorcery... is if it has to be an instant, then you make it an instant. Otherwise, it's a sorcery. This could be a sorcery. So it should be.
Yeah. You're saving your graveyard from something? Don't fuck with me, Lebowski.
Yeah, it should basically be a sorcery. So that's surprising. That said, it's a mill card. It's kind of a... big one, but it also requires you to get to the late game, which is kind of uneasy, and where mill is anyway. Maybe that's alright then.
The second copy of it doesn't do anything.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, man.
You want to see exactly one of these in your mill deck's game.
So I guess we just take this and then a ton of defensive creatures and then never attack.
Yeah.
And then we have nothing but super long games. Oh,
I kill you with Bad Horse.
Get out of here.
Syncopate, it's a reprint. It has miserably bad art. Miserable.
Pretty terrible. I mean, the hair is okay, but the rest of the card is just bad.
The hair reminds me too much of this lady I used to work with at the GameStop.
Oh, well, the hair reminds me of someone that I like a lot. So.
Oh, okay.
Huh.
Wait, you... No, not the same person.
Okay. No, not the same person. Not I'm talking about Australian hair designer Tabitha Coffee.
Oh, I'm talking about a lady who worked alongside me at the GameStop.
Oh, okay. That's fair. Oh, by the way, counter spells are kind of bad in this set, because everything that you would really want to counter is actually uncounterable.
Blort.
I don't know. It's still alright. Maybe most creatures are going to be countered.
Next card is Skyline Predator. 4 and double blue for a 3/4 Drake with flash and flying.
Hold on, didn't we just see this thing? When was it? Oh yeah, an M13.
Yeah, it was called Fairy Invaders. Fairy Invaders. It cost 1 less and it was a 3/3.
Wasn't it also a common?
Maybe? Was it common?
Yep, was a common.
Was it common? Ooh, so sad. That said, favorably blocks centaurs.
That's the only reason I want to play it.
Centaurs. Hatred.
Yo, Flash, I block your centaur token that you populated like 5 turns ago.
So sad. Skyline Predator.
Oh my guts.
Drakes. Next card, Fairy Imposter. Blue mana for a 2/1 fairy rogue with flying. When Fairy Imposter enters the battlefield, sacrifice it unless you return another creature you control to its owner's hand.
Wait, is there anything we want to rebuy with this?
Any blue dudes with ETBs?
Well, not necessarily blue.
Or just any...
another creature you control.
Who has ETBs?
Ooh, Liev Sky Knight. Man. Mm. Oh, that's almost an engine. Man. Ooh, you know what else? It jailbreaks people from arrest. Fairy Jailbreaker.
Fairy Jailbreaker.
This is all right. I don't think I want to overload on these guys or even have more than one of them in a deck, but... Eh.
Right. Then we got the Hover Barrier. 2 and a blue for a 0/6 illusion wall with Defender and Flying.
Man, you know what was better than this? And also a common? Drift of Phantasms.
Ooh.
It had a better creature type. It was an 05, which didn't really matter. And had Transmute. Man, that was the days. This thing is shit.
Hover Barrier!
Hover Barrier!
Next up is Aquus. Aquus. It's got 2 U's in it. What the balls? Steed. 3 and a blue for a 1/3 beast. 2 and a blue tap, target creature gets -2/-0 until end of turn.
This is almost a reprint of a white card.
Mm.
That's kind of strange. That said, technically favorably block centaurs.
Mm.
The ability going on there.
Yeah.
But that's costly too.
He was sinking that mana.
Well, passable pump is good, and passable this is also okay.
Passable.
Man.
Double.
If he were like a 2/0/2, that would be awesome.
Yeah. He had a 1/3/4, though. Oh, well. Stealer of Secrets. 2 and a blue for a 2/2 human rogue. Whenever Stealer of Secrets deals combat damage to a player, draw a card.
Wait, Stealer?
Yeah.
Like someone who steals?
Yeah.
So like Thief of Secrets wasn't available?
Burglar.
Like Secret Thief? Burglar would have been good. Stealer? That's not...
Because then you get the cool alliteration.
The Pittsburgh Stealer of Secrets.
Fire
Football.
Named this card. It's a Grey Ogre with, Fidian Time.
Football.
Good luck getting through that wall of centaur tokens, buddy.
Yeah, by the way, Grey Ogres are kind of bad, so I don't have a lot of hope for Stealer of Secrets. Also, we haven't seen any auras that make things unblockable, so it's basically worse than the Corset guy, the 1-3 Merfolk, Scroll Thief. Whose name was Thief? My God.
It's just trying to make humans look bad. Weird looking out that I don't like.
Yeah, I mean, who has spheres for boobs? That's just...
And she's, like, looking behind a door or something, and she's got this goofy glowing knife. I don't know. Paralyzing
Why would
grass.
A thief have a glowing knife? A glowing knife! You are the stealer. Maybe she's not a thief, that's why.
Yeah.
Stupidest goddamn thing.
Paralyzing Grasp. 2 and a blue for an aura that enchants a creature. Enchanted creature doesn't untap during its controller's untap step.
Isn't this a reprint?
Yep. Pretty sure.
Yes, it is. Zendikar.
Yep. It's the octopus trap.
Oh, man. The art was so much better in Zendikar. Wow. That said, second-rate removal.
Yep.
Not
Blue's
terrible.
Fake aura-based removal.
It's no narcolepsy, but
The narc. Dagging with the Nike. Speaking of Nikes, our next card is Inspiration. It's a reprint. It's got good flavor text.
Yeah.
Wait! Kaz, being a wizard is hard. We both know this. Sometimes things go wrong, and you have to accept that. And sometimes things go right, and... You have to accept that.
In my experience being a wizard, Mr. Medibot, sometimes things go wrong, and other times they go wronger.
Yeah. All I'm saying is that was the best mimosa I ever had. Next card, Void Wielder. 4 and a blue for a 1/4 human wizard. When Void Wielder enters the battlefield, you may return target creature to its owner's hand. Man, did I like you better when you were Manowar.
I'm just saying, if the horse had taken a step a little to the left, nothing would have been a problem.
Because people can control horses. Sure thing, Kaz. This can block centaurs.
Oh, it can. Hey, Void Wielder.
And it can kill tokens? So I guess this is like your anti-Celestia card?
Oh, hey. No, he's alright. He's no Mistraven, but...
No.
Alright.
Oh, Mistraven, you will be missed.
Yeah. Every single time.
Next up is Chronic Flooding. 1 and a blue for an aura that enchants a land. Whenever enchanted land becomes tap, its controller puts the top 3 cards of his or her library into his or her graveyard.
Well, I suppose there is one downside to being able to do everything. It's that some of that everything will invariably be terrible, like this card. That's
hey
all.
Guys, what if Psychic Venom, like, milled them? Wouldn't that be super cool? Hey guys, where are you going?
Psychic Venom.
I haven't finished doing my EDH combo yet. Why are you leaving?
Yeah, we'll have Giga Drowse and shit to tap that land on
Psychic
occasion.
Venom was, like, one of the first, like, magic codes I ever saw, you have to understand. So it sort
yeah,
of sticks
no,
in
I
mind.
Know. I'm right there with you. I had, like, a starter pack with Psychic Venom, and, like, Sea Serpent was the biggest creature ever.
Yeah.
It's, like, 5 power and toughness on 1 creature? That's ridiculous.
Next up, we got Cancel. It's a reprint.
Yep.
Then we've got the Doorkeeper. 1 and a blue for a 0/4 homunculus with Defender. 2 and a blue and tap. Target player puts the top X cards of his or her library into his or her graveyard, where X is the number of creatures with Defender you control.
Can we please finally have the keyword action that's called mill and then says mill number? Please? Could we do that? Because it's really... It'll happen. They'll cave.
Oh, there will be a cave, but it won't be.
I've made reminder text for it in my own little sets, and I've said, target player mills 4, and then explain, and then it's perfect, and it's fine. If they can have dies, then I can have mills. This guy's pretty good, by the way.
2-mana,
I don't like him. Yeah.
Neat little defender tribal thing going on.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if you're playing mill, you want to play defense.
Yeah, I mean, this guy is one of the circumstances under which I would play a hover barrier.
Hmm, yeah, hover barrier looks a little better under this.
Yeah, quite a bit.
Can block centaurs.
Yes, he can. Also, I have a natural affinity for homunculi.
Yay!
I think they're wonderful.
Cute little guy. I will let you have all the homunculi, Kaz. That is, you're right. Mm-hmm. You love them more than I do.
I do. I have at least two of them. I have a sensory homunculus. I think you have one, too.
I'm going to go to the next card. Dispel is a reprint.
hey, Dispel.
Back from, what was it, like, World Wake?
Yeah, World Wake's our first Dispel. Take that, Flash Counter.
Crosstown Courier, one in a blue for a 2-1 Vidalkin. Whenever Crosstown Courier deals combat damage to a player, that player puts that many cards in the top, or mills that many cards.
Now, hold on. This is another person who definitely has a job.
But no class. It's no class. Like, yeah, like, that threw me off. It's like, shouldn't they be, like, a something?
A Vidalkin scout?
Scout would work.
Scout would be alright.
I'd buy scout.
Yeah.
I'd buy rogue.
Scouts have to do things that couriers do. I mean, it would take on a sinister kind of flavor if it were a rogue.
Yeah, that's true. Rogue. But you are, like, getting in there and, like, milling them.
Did someone just erase Wizard from the type line when I started complaining about that a couple months ago?
Maybe.
Where it was, like, every single blue creature.
You can blame only yourself.
Was a human. Yeah. No, this is also... Yeah, this is a shit card. This is very bad.
Kind of bad.
Completely awful.
Next up is Rune Wing. 3 and a blue for a 2/2 bird with flying. When it dies, draw a card.
What? Hold on, I didn't see this thing before. This is good.
Certainly wow. Adequate due to the whole, you know, self-replacement factor.
Yeah, like Windrake and then Upside.
Yeah. I mean,
not exactly Windrake, but not bad.
Not
he's a good
thrilling,
little guy. This is one of the... This is possibly the best blue common. Hold on, let's... straight up... I guess it's between Runewing and Void Wielder.
Mm.
Doorkeeper has a little spear. It's so tiny.
It doesn't do damage. He just sort of waves it at you. No, go away.
Also, his little mouth is really cute, too. He's like, he's got a little, like...
He's smiling. He likes his job.
Yeah.
He likes that you created him.
My creator!
He loves being alive. What a good homunculus.
Yes.
And now so that's the blue cards.
It is.
What a joke. Blue, you was a buster.
And they were either, like, boring and decent, or just kind of crappy.
Yeah.
Skyline Predator exists as, like, a concession to the existence of centaur tokens.
Jace is a goof.
Jace is a goof.
Shia
he looks
goof.
Like he belongs in, like, a JCPenney catalog.
Oh, no!
Oh!
Oh, no! Help!
Oh, I didn't even mean that!
Health!
Oh, no! I figured
Kaz,
it out!
Kaz, all my bones just broke.
I've uncovered the dark secret.
How do I set all my bones so that they heal?
Quick, we'll get the bonded fetch on it. He'll help. He's my favorite homunculus.
Yeah. Blue is silly. Blue is silly. Silly, silly, blue.
Silly, silly. JC Penny catalog.
JC. Oh, God, that hurts, Cass!
I'll just end it now. Skulls!
Skulls!